You know what my radio show is? I finally have decided. We are your canary in a coal mine. Because a couple of years ago, I told you about a particularly insidious way that jurisdictions all around our state are going to look to sweep up some of your money. And we have seen it now with the Seattle waterfront lid tax, where they told all these downtown condo and commercial property owners, you know what? We need $200 million from you guys so we can pay for this nice, beautiful downtown park that is going to be filled with heroin addicts, but it'll be a nice place for the kids to march when they're protesting the climate, at least until the seas rise and engulf the park with Puget Sound. Why did we build a tunnel if the seas are going to rise? By the way, ask the kids that. If all these experts who know what's happening, why didn't they just shore up the viaduct to keep the cars high and dry instead of a tunnel where everybody's going to drown? Okay, you can bring down the music now. So I told you a couple of years ago about this lid tax, local improvement district. It's a way for a city to impose a tax on people without a vote. It's also a way for the city to take what used to be general city fund dollars and save that for other radical garbage that they like to do. And they are able to tax people for things that a city should be taking care of out of the general fund. Like if you want to build a park on the waterfront, that should come out of the city fund. But instead, they told all these condo and commercial property owners, and it's based on the value of your property. Well, let's listen a little bit of When the World is Running Down. You make the best of what's still around. This could be the theme of my show, too, because the world is running down all around us. And I do make the best of what's still around. Okay, I'll pause it. Okay, so anyway, so they should be paying for these things out of general fund, right? But instead, they said, no, you got to give us $10,000 each. I mean, that's tough to do. There are a lot of people who live in downtown condos, and they bought them 25 years ago. They're not wealthy. The value's gone up, but they're not wealthy when it comes to tax flow. A lot of them are older people. They're on fixed incomes now. And the city of Seattle said, yeah, you got to give us $10,000 because we want to build a beautiful park. Why the city doesn't do that out of the general fund? Because they don't have to. Well, the downtown property owners, they have been fighting back. And the Dory Monson Show has exclusively obtained an email thread between the attorney who is working for those downtown property owners and Seattle City Councilwoman Sally Bagshaw. And if you live in Magnolia, Queen Anne, pay particular attention. But also, if you live in Kent, Tacoma, Snohomish, Redmond, anywhere, you pay particular attention because cities all around Puget Sound area are watching to see if Seattle is going to get away with this taxation without a vote of the people. Because I told you 2 years ago when this waterfront lid was first happening, I told you that this is going to spread like absolute wildfire. And indeed it is. And this is why you don't have to live in Seattle to want to be aware of this, because you must stop this from happening. So Seattle is planning another LID, Local Improvement District, for the people who live on Queen Anne. And why? Well, when the group that's remodeling the Seattle Center Coliseum, they said, oh, no tax dollars. But they also had a deal with the city council that, well, the city will have to beautify the area all around Lower Queen Anne. And so the city is going to declare a local improvement tax district for the people who live on Lower Queen Anne. And they're going to come after them for $10,000 each or whatever the number is that it ends up being. But now I have proof in writing of the plan to go after the people who live in Magnolia, because the Magnolia Bridge that crosses the railroad tracks on the south side of Magnolia there, it's been identified as rickety. And so they say, we got to build a new Magnolia Bridge. Again, Seattle Department of Transportation, record tax revenues to the city of Seattle. They should be able to prioritize and do basic infrastructure. I mean, nothing is more basic for a city than providing roads and safe bridges and safe way to travel. But and a lot of people thought I was full of nonsense when I said, watch how this spreads like wildfire. So the attorney who wrote to Sally Bagshaw said, the city has slipped up. We knew a Queen Anne lid was in the planning, infrastructure, trees, street improvements around the arena and Seattle Center. I guess the city wants to placate Oakview Group, the group that is going to have control of the Seattle Center Coliseum, from any additional mitigation expenses. Dump $100 million on the Queen Anne homeowners. And here's what Sally Bagshaw wrote back to the attorney. Sally here, I am saddened because the attorney is trying to overturn this waterfront lid, because it shouldn't be on just the few people who live down by the waterfront to have to pay for a new park in Seattle. Sally here, I am saddened by your position. As a downtown waterfront resident, current council member, your former client, and your friend, please, please know, we have been working on this project since 2004, and we want this lid to succeed. The decision was thoughtfully made. Not only for this project, but for the future Magnolia Bridge. We need the lids to fund major capital projects. Those of us who benefit greatly should pay our share. I'm one who will benefit, and I will have more to pay. It's fair. The council has worked hard to fund the waterfront projects. We do not want to keep revisiting decisions made, and I will urge the council to stay the course. That's from Sally Dime Bagshaw. So I did a little calculating on what this would cost the people who live in Magnolia. So the latest estimate is that a new Magnolia Bridge would cost $400 million. They're originally talking about $210 million. But now they're talking about $400 million. If they put all of that on the people who live in Magnolia, there are about 10,000 households in Magnolia. That would work out to $40,000 per household, where they just come to you and say, hey, write a check to the government. Why? Because you have to. We say you must. Now, the final number, I don't think that they could get away with $40,000 per household. Maybe they whittle the cost of the bridge down to $250 million. And maybe the city says, well, we'll come up with $50 million of that. And then, oh, it's only going to be $20,000 per household. Is that fair? Is that fair in your view? Without any vote of the people. A way that they can continue doing their ridiculous bike lanes that accomplish nothing. They spend tens of millions, $100 million, on bike lanes in Seattle. We can spend money on the most frivolous of nonsense. But for the things that should be the bedrock, fundamental essentials of government, like roadways, infrastructure, and then public safety is the other one, they are going to make you pay an extra tax so that they can continue building out their bike lanes for the 3% who use them. And the game goes on. But anyway, I have that email from Sally Bagshaw now that confirms Magnolia, you're next. Redmond, Kent, Tacoma, you're next if you don't know about this sort of thing, and that is your big league.